Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 32, Pretoria, my king 33, Emalahleni 26.
In Sandton on the M1 southbound, the crash before Mulder Drive causing some queuing traffic, and on the N1 north, Olifantsfontein Road, there's a broken down truck.
The City of Tshwane's council approved reports wiping out 32 million rand in unpaid municipal bills for 259 households is facing criticism. The Lotus Gardens, Attridgeville and Sourceville Civic Associations claim the relief plan neglected the most vulnerable residents, including indigent and child-headed families. The association says the Metro relied on flawed debt calculations. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says South Africa needs a zero-tolerance approach to individuals breaking immigration laws. The minister recently revealed that between April and August this year, the department deported 19,000 illegal immigrants, costing taxpayers a whopping 52 million rand. Schreiber says the country should not be seen as a free fall.
I think we must be very careful on this issue of deportations with the message that we end up sending, because if we think we've got a major problem right now, that problem will be aggravated a million times over if we send a message that South Africa is not interested in upholding the rule of law.
In a bid to crack down on streaming device piracy rings, MultiChoice, in partnership with Gauteng law enforcement agencies, recently conducted two successful anti-piracy operations in Florida and Kempton Park. The operation led to arrests of several individuals. MultiChoice says these raids represent significant victories in its ongoing campaign to protect its content. Johannesburg Transport Mayoral Committee member Kenny Kunene says the 45 new Rea Vaya feeder buses in Soweto will not be operational until further notice. The latest conflict between Rea Vaya and the taxi industry culminated in another suspension of bus operations on Monday, leaving thousands of Rea Vaya commuters stranded. Taxi associations were angered by the deployment of the feeder buses to replace broken down vehicles.
Mistakes happened from the depot where the buses were deployed to go and collect people with the wrong registration number plates. The taxi industry became very, very angry because as per the industry standards, you have to operate a bus or a taxi with the registration of that particular province.
And we end off in the U.S. with big news. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has won two critical swing states, Georgia and North Carolina, while the remaining five battleground states have yet to be called. According to reports, Vice President Kamala Harris now cannot win the election without winning Pennsylvania, in which Trump holds a lead with around 90,000 of the votes counted. Trump says he's confident he will win.
No, I feel very confident, and it looks like Republicans have shown up in force. So we'll see how it turns out. Look, I ran a great campaign. I think it was maybe the best of the three. We did great in the first one. We did much better in the second one, but something happened. And I would say this was the best campaign.
I'm Chanel Sapien, and I'll be back with more news in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Another banger. Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown. Baby, gon' give me your lo 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 lo.